Lindsay McDougall is the doctor, not a doctor, on Triple J.
Earthboy is in the studio, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. Last time we saw each other, you were hanging out at a very fancy museum with your mum.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember what happened when a photographer or whatever, came up to us and said, "Oh, do you guys come over here for a photo?" Mm. And so I started following. And he went, "Oh, no, it's actually just him and his mother."
It was actually just my mum.
It was actually just your mum. Well, she's awesome. See, you are a gentleman who does spend a lot of time doing, when you take a step away from hip-hop or in a leftward direction from hip-hop, helping out underprivileged people. But your mother does that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I am so much. I mean,
I saw some videos of you in PNG. Look like you're helping out underprivileged people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's one of those things that just comes across in our kind of line of work. You know, we do get asked to come and do workshops and various things from time to time, and it's always really rewarding. It's not always easy waking up after a gig and, you know, kind of rubbing your eyes and going and trying to entertain 8-year-olds. But my mum does it all the time. And I mean, that mum is actually legally blind. And that time when I saw you, she's recently sort of travelled overseas and done a bit of stuff overseas where she's going teaching English. And, you know, she's had to, like, relinquish her – or not relinquish. She's had to let go of her guide dog because, okay, you know, it's not sort of so easy to get around with a dog in some countries. But she's got the cane still. But that day she wouldn't take the cane because she said, "Oh, you know, I don't want to overshadow," because that was the AMP Awards.
Yeah.
"I don't want to overshadow, you know. If you win the award, I don't want people looking at me because I've got the cane." So we walked there and, you know, she's bumping into things and holding tightly on. And she sort of looks up like that. You know, she's sort of half curiosity, half just sheer terror.
Yeah.
Wondering if people are going to bump her over.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing to do. Someone who herself has had to, like, obviously put up with a little bit of annoyance in her life.
Yeah, it's good. No, mum's always a source of inspiration. And, you know, I mean, I can't say that it's without some sort of frustration when she's heading overseas and doing all this sort of stuff, but it's also really great to know that your mum's doing good stuff.
Hell yeah, damn right. I think everyone, we all have, I'm sure we have mothers that do good stuff, and it's a source of great pride. What did your mother then think when she found out that you were getting into hip hop? And you brought home the title Earth Boy.
Yeah, I've never lived that one down. There's nothing that, you know, I can do that is bad in my mum's eyes. You know, she calls herself Earth Mother. And that's a worry, you know. I have to sort of say, okay, mum, you know, that's enough, you know.
Does she want to get on record? Does she want to?
She has volunteered her services many a time, and she has this running joke of me covering Peter, Paul and Mary, and she's always trying to get me to do Bridge Over Troubled Waters, and yeah, it's just that typical stuff that you get from parents.
If you do another like a version, can I suggest Earth Boy and Earth Mother?
Yeah.
With Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
I'll get in on the bongos and she can sort of wail the lyrics.
And have you got your health insurance, because you've had some bad luck in the past?
Yeah, no. It's a problem, actually. I've been one of those people that never gets health insurance and
travel insurance, overseas tour insurance, all that sort of stuff.
No, we probably will have to tap into that, especially looking at how that volcano has affected flights from Europe. But
it doesn't matter anyway. Did you hear a lot of the smaller insurance companies are citing act of God clauses, which means that they don't actually have to pay out? And this is, like, you know, maybe not said and done, but a lot of smaller companies are going, "No, this is an act of God."
Yeah, I mean, isn't that pretty? That's pretty open to interpretation, isn't it? All the insurance companies saying, "Oh, act of God."
Yeah, depending on your belief in God. Yeah. God made you crash that car. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's the will. Mm-hmm. But I probably need to be thinking about it a bit more. I mean, the week before our last tour ended, I had an incident and ended up on crutches, and I've actually still got that injury. But we had 3 shows in WA to finish off that tour, and I was on crutches for those shows. And I, you know, the funny thing was I couldn't walk on one leg. So I had one crutch on my left hand holding me up, and then I had the mic on my right hand. And because I put so much weight on this left hand, I ended up spraining my wrist. And so actually that's still actually sprained and the foot is still not recovered. And this weekend we're going to WA again.
You're going back. Well, this is, well, it's good. It's like, it's kind of, you know, you're on crutches there now. At least you're not on crutches.
Yeah, well, that's true. No, I'm, you know, as long as I can function during the show. And to a certain extent I could function last time we were there. But, you know, we had one really outrageous punter kept climbing up on the stage and I was sort of balancing around, stumbling and losing my balance a bit, and this guy was pretty drunk and just kept jumping up and bumping me and all the crowd are looking on like, is this some kind of duty of care thing here?
Yeah, is there anyone that's... So, yeah.
I was just saying, have a heart, man.
I know. I remember I busted my kneecap in Tasmania and I couldn't get crutches till I go back to the mainland because of the way the health system's set up. So
what, they don't have crutches in
Tasmania? No, you weren't allowed because you're only allowed to loan them. So unless I could go to an op shop and buy them, which was suggested at one point, buy some like op shop crutches, but it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
And so I had like 3 days of just... I think I ended up using a wheelie bin to get around some place, or like shopping trolleys or whatever I could.
What, you climbed into the wheelie bin and someone pushed you? Or?
No, I certainly did not, because that is a silly thing to do. It will only result in heartbreak for all concerned. Yeah. And what about your voice? Because it's sounding nice now.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, what can I say?
you know, people sort of forget that, you know, I imagine hip-hop people would use their voice even more.
Yeah, all the chanting, the haze, the hose, for sure.
All the hose.
Man.
Typical Earth boy.
That's further problems to the health, yeah. I sometimes have a problem with my voice. I'm not one of those people that it doesn't run out. Mm. Jean Grey was just over here from the States. She's a great New York rapper, and... She has that thing where she does a few shows and loses her voice, and it's pretty bad, you know. Mm. You can't, the show must go on. It must go on with foot injuries. It must go on even if you can't, you know, say anything. You just kind of, I guess that's my mime set I got to work on.
You do have to work. Well, I should have had two mimers in here, but mimers. The pajama men are actually particularly good mimers, but then again, they'd have to know your lyrics, and there's no point because you, doesn't matter. But have you, what about getting the crowd to take some of the weight?
Well, that's it. They're getting better. I will say they're getting better all the time. You know, the memorizing of lyrics, and I've done a couple of tour managing, you know, jobs recently with Horror Show, and you know, got the camera behind the stage, and it's so great looking out into the crowd, and people are mouthing the lyrics, and they haven't quite got them, but they're just sort of looking. That is one of the most beautiful scenes.
You think it's beautiful when you see someone who doesn't really know the words, but by Christ, they're going to mime their little hearts out. It's like one day you just be able to stop the music, put a mic in their face, and see exactly what words they're singing.
Terror, yeah.
Earth Boy in the studio, about to hit the road with, I'm guessing, Jane and El Gusto.
That's the ones.
And how are they doing?
They're going pretty well. El Gusto's pretty busy working on the Tongues' new record, and the Tongues' working on something that's going to come out later this year.
Yeah, right.
And he's a beast on the, you know, doing a lot of production at the moment, and Janie's always cooking up various things. But we've got some new songs for the tour and, a few new things.
It was like last year that you released Spit Shine.
Yeah, that's right.
So you just put it, you've already done some new stuff.
Yeah, we did. Actually, in Feb, we went into the studio. Well, not in the studio. We just went up to Nelson Bay, actually.
there's no studio these days. The studio is at Nelson Bay.
Yeah, yeah. There's a microphone and a preamp.
Yeah.
But we went in with the intent of going in with this writing session with, and whatever we came out with was we'd put together and mix and give away come time for the tour. And the funny thing is that we came up with a few different songs and we liked them so much that we, you know, one of them involved clearing samples, so that actually went into that long queue of bureaucratic process. And those songs had to take a little bit longer before we could work on them. But this particular one that we came up with, which is called Still Keep Digging, we... finished it up. It's just this little jam. And actually that session in Feb was influenced by, you know, groups like Eddie Current's The Pressure Ring, who have that kind of spontaneousness.
Mm-hmm. It's 6 hours in the studio, the album was done.
Yeah, I mean, I love that lack of analysis. That, you know, bands naturally do that. They ache and they labour over these decisions and they try and do everything right and try and get the best producer in that will get them printed in all the mainstream mags. And there's so much thinking, and I love that Eddie Current have kind of just gone in and went, no, screw all that. Let's just see what we come up with and roll with it.
Great.
So we were inspired by that on a level. And so we're just giving that song away just to our, you know, the people on our social media sites and whatnot. And we haven't done anything more with it. We just thought we'd give it back to our people.
And people will hear it at the shows as well.
Yeah.
Does it sound anything like this? And all the little kids, they clap their hands, clap their hands. Is that the PNG only version?
That's from a workshop we did in Port Moresby, or just outside of Port Moresby. A few weeks ago, we did a show in the capital with one of the only clubs in the city. And you know, it's not a huge music destination, but there's a lot of real music heads up there. And yeah, the next morning we got carted out to do this workshop, and the kids were awesome, and that song's never going to come out ever.
What about Herd? What about The Herd?
The Herd, it's, how do I best describe it? The Herd is like family, but not family in that, you know, all this extended crew are my fam. Fam is in, if they, the only thing that doesn't, you know, lock us or bond us as fam is blood. Mm-hmm. But there's real brotherly and sisterly sort of element to the Herd. We've been around and we've shared so much, we've experienced so much, we've caused that much shit and controversy. We have so much in common that it's not, you know, we'll always come back to each other. It's not like friends in a band or whatnot. So the Herd are working on new material at the moment, and you know, damn me being involved in various things, and damn Aussie Battler for being involved, and Jane.
And damn Dale, or Rock Posture, for spending time playing cricket with my dad.
Yeah, right.
I mentioned they share the same cricket team, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, and he is also doubles up in, I mean, they're not gigging heaps at the moment, but in a black metal band last year, and they toured.
Is that the
States
Berserker? Is he in the Berserker? No, what are they called? I can't remember. He toured with the Berserker, though. Sorry.
That's right. But, you know, he's the guy on stage in this band. They're so awesome. It's all in black, and they've got the
ash all over their faces and some corpse paint and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And the eyes.
People are busy is basically what you're saying. That's fair enough.
It's great. And also, I mean, I'm going to be heading over to Europe this year, so it's another month that's chopped out of the schedule. So we'll just keep on working. The aim, I think, is to have some songs out by the end of the year.
Awesome. Well, we should maybe give out the tour dates for this year for Earthboy, starting on Saturday at the Prince of Wales Hotel Bunbury.
Starting on Friday in Frio at Mojo's, but I think that's pretty much sold out.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the Prince of Wales, then the Rosemount, North Perth on the 25th, that's Sunday night, then to Byron Bay and through Queensland and South Australia, etc. All the gig dates are up on the Triple J gig guide. I just double-checked.
That's right.
Tim, thanks, man.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.